أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأتموا الحج والعمرة لله، فإن أحصرتم فما استيسر من الهدي، ولا تحلقوا رؤوسكم حتى يبلغ الهدي محله، فمن كان منكم مريضا أو به أذى من رأسه ففدية من صيام أو صدقة أو نسك، فإذا أمنتم فمن تمتع بالعمرة إلى الحج فما استيسر من الهدي، فمن لم يجد فصيام ثلاثة أيام في الحج وسبعة إذا رجعتم، تلك عشرة كاملة، ذلك لمن لم يكن أهله حاضر المسجد الحرام، واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب. الحج أشهر معلومات، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج، وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى، واتقون يا أولي الألباب. صدق الله العظيم.
جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. دوست تو درد دل کی دولت کو دل میں پاتے ہیں صرف ربانی، دوست تو درد دل کی دولت کو دل میں پاتے ہیں صرف ربانی، حامل درد اہل نسبت کو خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی، خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی. شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی، پائے گا کیسے ذل رحمانی. شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی، پائے گا کیسے ذل رحمانی. فسق کرتا ہے دور منزل سے پیر تیرا ہو گرچہ لاسانی، فسق کرتا ہے دور منزل سے پیر تیرا ہو گرچہ لاسانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی. فیض مرشد کی یہ کرامت ہے، کوئی رومی رکھتی ہے سارے عالم سے دل میں لذت درد پنہانی دل میں لذت درد پنہانی جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی کیا حلاوت ہے اس کے جینے میں جس کو ملتا ہے جام عرفانی کیا حلاوت ہے اس کے جینے میں جس کو ملتا ہے جام عرفانی میر میرے دل شکستا میں جام مینا کی ہے فراوانی جام مینا کی ہے فراوانی جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی رنگ دیکھو تو بزم عارف کا کیسی مستی ہے کیسی جولانی رنگ دیکھو تو بزم عارف کا کیسی مستی ہے کیسی جولانی رشک کرتے اہل ساحل بھی دیکھ کر مو جے دل کی طغیانی دیکھ کر مو جے دل کی طغیانی جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی رند پاتا ہے خانقاہوں سے اپنے ایمان میں کیف احسانی رند پاتا ہے خانقاہوں میں اپنے ایمان میں کیف احسانی جب ملا درد خون حسرت سے کیا کہوں اس کا ذوق ایمانی کیا کہوں اس کا ذوق ایمانی جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين وقال تبارك وتعالى لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه بست من شوال فكأنما صام الدهر كله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم Before we start our talk proper, as usual, we first translate this very beautiful poem of our Shaykh, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, Jamu Meena Ki Hai Farawani. There is an abundance of the jug of the wine, of the love of Allah Ta'ala, and the glasses that are filled of the wine of Allah Ta'ala. There is an abundance of it. It is for us to drink it. It is present there. It is for us to drink this wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala and to become intoxicated with Allah's love. There is no greater joy than that. Jis pe hota hai fadli rahmani, on whom Allah Ta'ala's fadl, Allah's graces, kindness, mercies descend. We normally think if our businesses we are doing well and all that, how many people think, I make so many gunas, but still my life is going smoothly. So Allah's fazl on me. That is istidraj. Allah like a mirage you see in the distance. It's no reality. Many people are fooled with this. Or our businesses are going well in spite of all my gunas and that. Allah's lot of fazl on me. Now, on whom Allah's fazl is, one of the clear signs, tark karta hai kari shaitan. The person who gives up gunas, the works of shaitan. If you see you are giving up guna, now know Allah's special fazl is upon you. This is Allah's, not barakat in rozi or more business or your health is improving, etc. Dunya's things. No, when you give up guna, you give up the guna of the eyes, any other guna, being weak in namazas, fighting with the wife, etc. All these gunas you give up, then know Allah's real special favors are upon you. Ye dosto darde dil ki daulat ko, oh my friends, this treasure of the heart, dil mein paate hai sirf Rabbani. That only those who are Allah wala, they get this treasure of this love of Allah which they will feel in their heart. And that also comes from giving up guna. If what guna you are feeling that, then also know it's a deception. It isn't reality. When you are giving up guna, now you are feeling the closeness with Allah. This is now, and that is a person who is a true Rabbani. Then he feels that love of Allah in his heart. Hamile darde ehle nisbat ko. Those people who carry the love of connection with Allah Ta'ala. those people who carry this connection of the love of Allah Ta'ala, what happens to such people? Kehti hai ye dil se, yeh khalq kehti hai dil se yazdani. The people, it automatically it comes in their heart, this is Allah Ta'ala. When you have that connection, the true love of Allah Ta'ala, Allah puts it in the creation's heart also. And people also, they speak Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, Zubani khalqu naqara yukuda samjo. The tongue of the people, understand, that is the sound of the drum beat of Allah Ta'ala. Like when you hit the drum, then naturally the sound has to come. So this what comes generally in the hearts of people, that this is an Allah Wala, that is by Allah Ta'ala, now the sound is coming from the people. So a person who is an Allah Wala, then it comes on the tongues of the people. And you don't have to be a big Maulana for this, or a big Hafizab, or you don't have to be connected with a pious family. In whoever's heart is this connection of Allah comes, Allah puts it in the hearts of the people. Such great, great buzurgs who are not ulama, who are, as we read, yeah, they were far from deen, but how Allah made them. It is for us that we gain that love of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala then puts it in the hearts of the people. Just as we see Him, they say, this big Allah Wala. Shaykh Kamil se jo hai mustagni, those people who stay independent from a Shaykh Kamil, who feel we can do things ourselves. We don't need a sheikh, we don't need a guide. Like today, what one lady has written recently, she wants to change her life. And mashallah, how many people, men, women, boys, girls, they from where they get the dress or the and they want to change their life. They realize, well, our lives are wrong. So this lady writes, I was brought up in Western education, modernism, and I realized there is nothing in that. I want to change my life. So even such people, they realize I need a guide in my life. Otherwise, Western education especially, you know everything. What you need a guide for? You don't need somebody. You can do it yourself. But when Allah puts in, and our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when Allah wants to draw somebody to Him, then the first step Allah gives that person to walk in this direction, he gets connected with some Allah Wala. Then he will get connected with Allah Ta'ala. He realizes, I can't tread this path myself. I need somebody to guide me on this path. And tanha na chal sakoge mohabbat ki raah mein, you won't be able to walk alone on this road of the love of Allah. Lover's lane is not what is impossible. Lover's lane is Allah, the path to Allah. And you won't be able to walk on lover's lane alone. You need tanha nahi chal sakoge mohabbat ke raah mein. Main chal raha hoon, aap mere saath aao. I'm walking that road. You just join me. And it is so easy. Hey, so many, you go to some country, you don't know that place, you don't know the dangers there, you don't know who are the crooks, even the taxis at the airport, you don't know who are genuine, what, but you know, somebody has come to fetch you. You don't have to worry one, but that now where must we go, are we safe, or anything. He puts you in the car and he makes you comfortable in the car. You can sleep away also now, and you reach your destination. With no problem. So if you get an Allah Wala, you just join up with Him. And you will reach Allah Ta'ala. Paayega kaise zille rahmani. But those who stay away from a shaykh, who want to do it themselves, how will they get the shadow of Allah, the mercy, the rahmat of Allah? Allah's system Allah has made, that Allah Ta'ala gives His ulum, knowledge also, outward knowledge of deen also, through asatiza, through your elders. You won't just get it on your own. And the path to Allah also, you're just not going to get it on your own. Allah made it, you'll have to follow my friend. So much so that when you'll enter Jannat also, Allah says first, فَدْخُلِي عِبَادِي first. Go and enter on my bandas, those who showed you the path, etc. Meet them first, and after that, وَدْخُلِي جَنَّةِ. Now enter my Jannat. There also, so in other words, Allah is showing us, in your whole life you need this ibadi, my special close servant, you need that. And they will show you the path. And they're also first going to say, Jazakallah to them. Then you go and have your enjoyment and go to Jannah. And from there also we learn that in this world also say, Jazakallah to them. Hey, that is when you will move much more faster and higher and you go towards Allah. And in this path, remember, fisq karta hai door manzil se. Gunas make a person miss his target also. Mm. If a pilot is flying from O.R. Tambo to Jeddah, and if it's 1 degree off course, perhaps he'll go and land the aeroplane in a desert or somewhere. Mm. Or perhaps in the sea, 1 degree. So gunas put us off course. Mm. When a person, how much is involved in gunas? His radar or whatever, compass, he has gone off. If you are 5 degrees off, where you reach? You reach somewhere. So gunas puts you off course in this path. So gunas are your worst enemy for every person. And in this path also, gunas, sin, our worst enemy. Peer tera ho, garche laatan. Even if your peer, your chef, you have got such a guy, and you have given your hand in his hand, but you are committing gunas also, even if your peer is such that there is no second to him. He's the greatest peer in the world. And he's accepted by Allah, he's accepted by people. And you are his murid also. That is not so. But if you are making gunas, you will go off course. You are not going to reach your direction. So remember, this is also extremely important to save ourselves from guna. A patient is a diabetic, he's been treated in the hospital. They're keeping him under observation. His diet, his food, his medication. But his sugar levels are just going up, defying all their theories. Then what they find? That quietly at night, when the blankets are pulled over, he's eating chocolates. Mm-hmm. Right? So that guna there, under the supervision of the best doctors of the world, the nurses 24 hours are on him. And they are monitoring every aspect of him. But if you are committing guna privately, then you're not going to reach your direction. You're going to get somewhere else. So therefore, to give up gunas is very important in this path. Faiz e murshid ki ye karamat hai, and this is the karamat of a murshid, of a sheikh. Koi rumi hai, koi khatani hai. Somebody has become Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, rahmatullah alayh. Somebody has become Hazrat Khatani, rahmatullah alayh. What great, great people. And in the Khanka till today, in these times of ours, and we know our condition, how terrible we are, how weak we are. But this line of khanqa, Allah, and making, becoming bad with a sheikh and following it, reasonably also Allah has made such. Today also there are people who are Rumi and who are Jami. Where they were, and today where Allah put them. Hey, at one time they were not even in the masjid. They were making a mockery, in fact. What a life they were leading. But alhamdulillah, through the barakat of this path, how Allah has chosen them and where they have reached. Must rakhti hai asare alam se. And when a person gets this reality, he is now not worried of the whole world. Whether you're WC, he knows that it's a WC. What must I get? How can I get involved in WC? It can be rave parties, people who were there. It can be casinos, it can be escort agents, whatever. This person now is independent. Now he feels most comfortable when he's alone with Allah. May the whole family want to go for a wedding also. You people go leave me. How many ladies Allah has made such? We don't want to get involved in this. And now you have to sew this dress. Now you have to this makeup. This. You have to impress people. Me alone on my musalla, I feel much more comfortable. Allah Ta'ala made how many men, women, young boys and girls in this age of our. This is the little we know. And how many with other great Allah wala, how many people's lives are changing, alhamdulillah. Dil mein lazzate darte pinhani. What makes them independent of all the things of this world, of fashion, of cars, of cell phones, many as such also. Deen-wise also we tops. But fashion we know we're back also. Mm-hmm. Hey, whether it's man or woman, our abayas, our kurtas, amama also we fasten, but also fashion we fasten. Properly we fasten it, and we've got style in fastening it also. All these things here, a person, he becomes independent when he finds in his heart the love of Allah. Now that love, Allah is the creator of love. And the place of love is the heart. Allah has created that heart also. And Allah puts His love in that heart. What to say now? Allah is the controller of that heart also. In that very same heart, Allah can put hatred and love of all other things also. But when Allah puts in that heart, He is love, then you are independent of the whole world. You're not worried of anyone. Kya halawat hai uske jeene mein? What enjoyment is there in that person's life? Who is in this worldly life already, he's got Jannah. And not only Jannah, that person who safeguards his eyes from other women and safeguards his heart and mind from other women, Allah makes his wife, his hoor of Jannah in advance, Allah gives it to him. And what his wife is living the life of Jannah, what his hoor is living on. Jisko milta hai jaam irfani. And here, Hazrat mentioned that person who gets to drink that wine goblet of the marifat of Allah. That person who has recognized Allah. That how great Allah Tabarak. And in everything he sees Allah Ta'ala. He reads, Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha ba'atila. Oh Allah, you have not created this entire creation in vain. And what in vain? Not all the other things, there are plenty. But from this I recognize you. From every small thing, from a leaf I recognize you. From an ant I recognize you. From an elephant and a crocodile I recognize you. From everything. Apne milne ka pata koi nishan. Tu bata de mujhe e rabbi jahan. Oh Allah, show me continuously signs by which I can recognize you. And Allah's signs and qudrat are in everything. In your brain is Allah's sign which you are using. You are looking with your eyes is Allah's sign. You are talking is Allah's sign. Otherwise, where can you talk? Allah gave you the ability of you. Everything is from Allah. So in everything he sees Allah Ta'ala. Whether it's his bed or whether it's his blanket. You are pulling your nice, head down, your blanket, nice hot blanket in this cold night. And your mind, ya Allah, you gave it. There also you see Allah Ta'ala. When you turn and you see your wife, ya Allah, you gave me this wife. I'm not worthy of her at all. What a wife you gave me. You gave me my hoor of Jannat in advance in this dunya, ya Allah. And also remember, very wise is that woman who makes her husband a king. Treats him like that and makes him like a king. Why is she wise? Because she became a queen. The queen, king's wife is a queen. So she made him a king, she's a queen. So wise is that woman who becomes a queen. And so easy, just make your husband a king. You serve him, treat him that he's a king. And stupid is that woman who makes her husband a slave. Who wants to control the husband and make him a slave. Why? Because now she's the wife of a slave. If you're the wife, now you became the wife of a slave. So how stupid you are. Serve your husband and make him a king, and you're the queen. So those people who treat their wives well, and they see Allah's qudrat in everything. Your baby, you see Allah's qudrat. The food you see Allah. Every step, those people who see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Meer, mere dil shakasta mein. Oh sir, in my broken heart. And why is the heart broken? Not because in an illicit love affair, your lover has left you alone or something. No, all the haram desires that come, and you broke them. You didn't break Allah's command, you broke your heart. So your heart is a broken heart. And every person has got the desire, commit this guna, that guna. And every person, whether you're a rich person, you can afford it, you can do. Poor person, you can't afford, you can't, but you got the desire of guna. But you, whether you're rich or poor, whether you have the opportunity or not, but you don't commit the guna, your heart is broken. And that broken heart is, Allah is most close to a broken heart. And not that broken heart that gave up, somebody jilted him, somebody left him alone in an illicit love affair. But that heart that is broken because for Allah's sake you broke your heart. What is the value of that heart? Kaise masti hai, kaise jawlani. In what a trance that person lives and what enjoyment he gets all the time. Whether he's lying on his bed, whether he's eating, whether he's driving, wherever he is. He's just seeing and he's connected with Allah. What enjoyment is in that person's life. Rush karte hai ahle sahil sab. And the people who are on the shores, that is people who are in comfort zone. They got nice big houses, mansions, cars, everything. But they also envy this person here. That person who has got Allah in his heart. The people who are in the comfort zones, they also envy this person. Dekh kar mauje dil ki tufyani ko. When they see, and you can make it out on the face, a person can see, this is Allah wala. The face translates what is in the heart. If you are cross with somebody, and before you speak, your wife, your child, your worker can see on your face, this is cross. If you are happy in your heart, you see it in the face, you see it in the eyes. It is so clear. So those people who have got Allah, the world can see that Allah is in the heart. Their face shows it. The waves of the love of Allah which are hidden in the heart. And when that love of Allah, like wild waves, so much of love is coming and his heart is in a turmoil in the love of Allah, the world can see. You try and hide it also, but you cannot hide it. In your walking, in your humbleness in your walking, your humbleness in your sitting, and you won't sit like a proud person. Your style of sitting also, your standing also. A person who stands also and says, stands in style also. So in front of his sheikh also, he doesn't stand like how normal everyone, but with style. One leg is standing, sticking out, etc. Like you are on a cafe on the street corner. You are standing in style. All that, everything of yours, raftar, kuftar, everything, kirdar, will show that this person has got Allah. And if Allah is not in the heart, the signs will also be clear. This person hasn't got Allah. Rin pata hai khan qahu se. The people who are in sin, far away from Allah. But from the khanqas, what do they get? Which I said, how many? Allahu Akbar. We can only make shukr to Allah. The people who we got no connection, anonymous letters come. From where and where in the world? That what our lives were, we have to change our lives. Please help us. Will you guide us? What is this that Allah puts it in the heart? So those people who are far from deen, who say what gunas we were involved in, but now we are, and how many have changed? And what enjoyment they are getting? And one of the main things is that how many of our friends, mashallah, humbleness comes in them. And clearly you can see this humility and humbleness, and who are aware of the guna in sense. And they admit their guna in sins. One is a person who makes a confession, who admits I'm sinful. One is a person who doesn't, that you must still think I'm pious. How somebody has said that one sign of ikhlas is that how you hide your gunas, hide your good deeds like this. But some of us, our gunas we hide. But then we don't speak about them. But our good deeds, we talk only of the good. But all our weakness, so we don't want to get better. We want to take more vitamin tablets, but we don't want to take away the cancer which is within us. First get rid of the cancer, then after that vitamin tablets, majoons and get strong, etc. Rin paata hai khanqaon se apne imaan mein kaife ehsaan. What do they find? They got iman. Everyone is a sinner also, Muslim, he's got iman in his heart. But these people, when they make connection with Allah wala, with khanqa, then in the iman they get kaifiyat ihsani. That they see Allah. And if they can't see Allah, Allah is seeing them. And Allah is made it so easy to see Allah. In this world, nobody can see Allah Ta'ala. What does it mean to see Allah? To see His Qudrat. Allah opens their eyes, and in everything they see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever it is, just your watch you are looking, Ya Allah, this watch, the belt, the makers of it, all the module or whatever you call that is inside, who and who made it? Ya Allah. So easy for me, I see my date also, I see my time, I see what time is going to be, Fajr time. Everything so easy. Who is this? It's not no one in the world. It is from Allah Ta'ala. You see Allah in everything. You're talking, you see Allah Ta'ala. In your seeing, you're speaking Allah Ta'ala all the time. Mila dard khoon hasrat se. And when you got that sorrow, jab mila dard khoon hasrat se, when you got that love of Allah Ta'ala, how did you get it? Khoon hasrat se, the blood of your desires breaking. That whatever, even halal things which you wanted. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, عرفت ربي بفسخ الأظافر. I recognize my Allah, that my plans got broken. If I was God myself, and we think, we don't say inshallah, I'll do this, I'll do that, that means I'm God, I'm in control. But when your plans break, then realize you're not God. Realize Allah. And he explained it so beautifully, that a person, you tell him, stand, he stands. Stand on one foot, he stands. Stand on no feet. You can't do it. Then you realize that it's only Allah. And that I can't even stand I'm dependent on my feet. So Allah is the one, the true planner, and everything is in the hands of Allah. And that person whose desires were broken and he found the love of Allah, what can I tell you about his taste of Iman? What taste of Iman? That person, today we all made Isha, one next to one another. A person who got this condition, his Isha, and that person who haven't got this condition, same Imam, same Masjid, same Qira, but what the difference between the two. So, but the deal ki barkat se, and all this is by the barkat of Allah wala. What do you get? Dil mein akhtar hai, kaisi taabani, in their hearts, what youth there is. They are old people now, but their hearts are young. And their hearts are full. When a person is in love, you can just see from every action of his. How he comes and visit also, watching his phone all the time, messages coming from his beloved. And you see, he can't sit still also, I want to go, I'm in a hurry. Everything of his changed. Those people who have got the love of Allah, and you see that person, how happy he is all the time. He's all the time mumbling something, he's hymning something, what enjoyment he's getting. So the love of Allah, a person who has got, what is that person's condition? May Allah Ta'ala give us this reality. May Allah give us this reality, inshallah. We just finished our month of Ramadan. Let's make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And as soon as Ramadan gets finished, when the moon is sighted for Shawwal, Hadhrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali should become extremely happy, not because Ramadan is finished, but now the mausam has come. The season of Hajj, the time of going to Allah's house and meeting Allah Ta'ala. Who is not happy for that? Everyone. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, Ajib. He says, when Ramadan gets finished, don't show sorrow and sadness. Now it's a day of rejoicing, Eid. And Allah has given it. Now show your happiness. Don't say, oh, I don't want to leave my i'tikaf, and I don't want to leave Ramzan, and I'm feeling so hard like me. It's just a false front. Inside the heart there is nothing. Maulana Manvi Rahmatullah Ali says that Ramzan will be only 29-30 days. But if 1 year, which won't happen, otherwise some people might get a heart attack, it won't happen. But if Allah say, oh, my bandas are saying, this year we're enjoying Ramzan. The i'tikaf, everything, the tarawih, the du'as, the zikr, the programs, everything, we really enjoy it. I wish whole year was Ramzan. And if Allah have to send Jibreel alayhi salam and said, okay, we're extending Ramzan 10 days. Then see the faces, how they 10 days is too much. If we're expecting Ramzan after 29 and it didn't come, then you see the faces. Outwardly also, I wish the moon is not sighted. But if it's not sighted, then now you have to make your 20 rakats tarawih. So Allah says, don't be two-faced. And Allah says that now it's happiness. When Allah kept you bounded, no eating, drinking, Ramzan, tarawih, stay bound. Be happy in that command. When Allah sets you free, that prisoner, as long as he's a prisoner, and he submits to the will of Allah, and they set him free, and he says, I wish I was still a prisoner. I'm still remembering myself. I wish I can go back to myself. You stayed 30 years in the jail, and now they set you free. You're walking the road of freedom. And you say, no, I want to go back to myself. No, Allah gave you freedom. Be happy. Like Hazrat says, be like little children, learn from them. They're in the madrasa class, and when they get chutti, how they happy, jumping, shouting, and making a noise. Oh, freedom. And if the ustad one day gave them 5 minutes before, they're even more happier today. We got 5 minutes before off. And just like that, if Allah makes it 29 Ramzan, be happy with Allah's word. Allah made it 30 Ramzan, be happy with. And when the Eid's day, show your happiness to Allah. Allah loves that person who shows his happiness on the commands of Allah. When Allah kept you limited in your Ramzan, be happy with that. Allah now took off all the reins and set you free. We have seen what Allah's command. So anyway, now we have come into the month of Shawwal. And this is now the time that a person, in one way, Allah is saying, you gained your purity and your purity. That was Ramadan. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. This month of Ramadan was for tazkiya. And the way of this tazkiya, of this purity, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. He made the zikr of Allah properly. In every way, zikr of Allah is the itaad, the obedience of Allah. He kept his roza. And a person who keeps his 30 rozas which Allah has prescribed properly, then Allah grants purity for that person in his eyes, in his mind, in his heart, in everything. Allah gains purity. One girl had to go to her mother's place for Ramzan. Mother sees a lot of TV. She's worried about her TV for her and her children. Don't want them to see. Mother said, I respect your view, but half an hour at night, then I'll watch TV. And the children, how are you going to control them? And what she's watching? Hindi films in Ramzan. Mm. And at night, the more Mubarak time. Mm. So a person who stays away from all these, and not only that shaitan box there, the jar. One-eyed Dajjal, but even the TV of the heart you stayed away from. You didn't open the, put on the TV in the heart, and the internet of the heart which nobody knows. You don't even have to pay for it. And this brings all such channels which are not existing in the world. It brings all those channels in the heart. A person who stayed, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى, who made zikr, and then he made namaz, the connection with Allah, direct connection with Allah Ta'ala. So this was that month Allah Ta'ala granted us. And also in anything that you do, this even dunya's things and deen's things also, don't go and you go to a height suddenly and you drop down suddenly. Even if you exercise, you first warm up, have some warm up, then you do your strenuous exercise. And don't just cut off again. Again, slow down slowly. Even a diet that you do, don't reach to your diet immediately. You're giving up this and you're giving up that, slowly you reach to that. And when you are there and you have to come back to normal, don't just come one time also. So Allah gave us Ramadan and then Allah gave us 6 rozas inshallah. Hey, that was now, that slowed down again. Come back into normal. And those of us who don't do it, many of us, we see that our whole, it was just in Ramadan, we were at a high. After Ramadan, we are gone in a low. But if we keep our 6 rozas, then we will see, we gradually will fit into the life again. And what we had acquired in Ramadan will flow, will come through. And it will carry on. If you are writing your cash book at the end, or you write your credit balance, carry it forward. Hopefully if there was a credit balance. But then on the other side, you don't write, carry a credit balance brought forward. Now where's the credit balance gone to? So it has to be brought forward. So Ramzan's credit balance, which from Allah's side was such, Allahu Akbar, what a month Allah gave us. There's rozas that we keep, and inshallah for everyone, no matter how weak we were, how good rozas we kept in whichever way, but on the day of Qiyamah, which will be such a strenuous, horrible, terrible day, on that day, those people who kept rozas, Allah said, you kept roza for me. Today I will feed you and Allah will put his dastarkhan under the arsh of Allah. And all those who kept roza come and eat now. When the people were making a mockery out of roza, whether it was even Muslims or whether it was non-Muslims in the workplace today, oh you Muslims, you can't eat, you what you're going through, but they kept their rozas. So Allah will put dastarkhan and what will be Allah. And where there is, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, where there is Allah's saya, shade, there won't be any hisab kitab there. So those people who will get the shade of Allah, and all those who kept roza, Allah will give them. Those who did more, what to say? Those who kept the rozas and Allah's dastarkhan. What is our supper, iftari dastarkhan? What is our sehri dastarkhan? What is our eid dastarkhan? Allah's dastarkhan. Allah's table for those who kept roza. So what a great month Allah has given us. Just by keeping roza, it's a, if you can think of it, it's not an easy thing. And especially when our rozas come in summer, other places, 20-hour rozas. And the heat of summer, Allah is going to reward it. And how won't Allah reward it? And Allah Himself will be the reward for those who have kept this roza. So those who kept it now carry credit balance forward, carry it forward. Don't leave it behind. And one of the easiest ways that we keep our six rosas of Shawwal, spread it out also, and we keep our, then we will be easily, we will be carrying it forward. And we'll find the barakat of Ramzan, what we are doing. Of course, nobody, and it's not required, and it's not expected. What you are doing in Ramzan, whole year you do that. That was an extra exercises from Allah. But to carry on the barakat of it, that you have to carry on. So by keeping Shawwal, and then also the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma sallimni fi Ramadan. Before Ramadan, keep me, O Allah, safeguard. Let me not fall ill. Let me not get involved in busy tasks that I have to be running to one part of the world to the other in Ramadan. That I have to be running hospital and I have to stay at the hospital even if I am not sick. And I am sick also, I have to be in my close family member. I have to be also in hospital. O Allah, safeguard me. Give me Ramadan with salamati. Wasallimhu li. Wasallim Ramadan li. And make Ramadan also salamat for me. Let there be no problems from outside also. Arguments, fights, etc. All that. And then wasallimhu li mutaqabala. And that same what I acquired in Ramadan, the capital I got, let me carry it forward. Let it carry on. So Allah gave us a person, if 30 Ramzans came since the time is Baligh, how hasn't he become a wali of Allah? How hasn't he become a great buzurg? Allah has made all that means for us. And then after that, now Allah says, you have purified yourself, now come for Hajj. And Hajj is for the whole Ummah every year. Those who are going, mashallah, Hajj is for us once in a lifetime. But those who are not going, and we have imbibed, and we have developed the love of Islam and Deen, and that is by our spiritual purification. Love of dunya is gone out, the love of Allah. That just the season of Hajj, not even somebody is going. Family member, this is the time now, which our Shaykh Rahmat Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when the season of Hajj, the first of Shawwal, the day of Eid, that happiness comes to me. Then Hazrat says, Suna hai ke tere dar pe tere aashiqon ka hujum hoga. We have heard that all your lovers are gathering at your threshold. At your feet they are all gathering. Agar ijazat ho, main bhi unme shamil hoga. If there is permission, Ya Allah, make me also part. Whether physically you are part, at least mentally, and sentimentally, spiritually, your heart should be there. Our heart should incline now towards Hajj automatically. Just like if there is an ijtima, a person is a strong jamaat worker, but he got sick, he couldn't attend, there is no question, he cannot. Naturally, his heart will be there all the time. He will be thinking about it, he'll phone his friends there, who made bayan, what bayan was made, etc. Everything about it. There's a wedding in a family, and you are very close, and you hate to be there. For some reason you couldn't, your heart will be there. How is it that Hajj takes place, and we don't even think about the Hajjis? We don't think of what a phenomena is taking place right around the world. How many people who are so involved in their dunya, they throw everything on. How many people are crying and making dua that they must accept my application, my Hajj, what you call it? Accreditation must come through. How many people, a woman, a young mother with a small babies also making dua for accreditation. And leaving her, the whole world has gone into what a huge change. And then how many flights are going at Jeddah Airport, at the Hajj terminal, Allahu Akbar, every minute, second minute, there is a flight from one side, east, west, north, south. Black people are coming, white people are coming, brown, and everyone on their tongue, Labbayk, Allahumma Labbayk. And the men all dressed in their haram. What a scene. And this must be in our minds, this is happening there. And the people are coming there. Then at Makkah becomes so vibrant during these days. How the whole of Makkah is full. The Haram is full. Mataf is full. And the Mas'a, Safa, Marwa is full. The whole place, what they think. And how the people are making dua. We see, get so happy, we see the pictures of the Haram. Have the pictures in your heart. And those who are fortunate, who are there present themselves, Allah grants all this great. And all this is now there. And what a life Allah gave to the Muslims. which Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali San, said that our year, English year starts with January. And there they plan to pronounce it as January. With January, the year starts. So when the year starts with animalism, what can you expect the end of it to be? And what is the end? In December, all the office parties, matric balls, all the different types of parties, the what and what carries on. And what people who were prepared and who had achieved what and what in their matric results, distinction in that one night, few hours, that girl is pregnant and her whole future is destroyed. The boy becomes a drug addict and his whole future is destroyed. In the parties, the office parties, etc., all what and what is not happening. Eh? We all know, so this is what leads there. But in Islam, our year starts with Muharram, respect the Allah, respect the commands of Allah, respect the places of Allah, respect the man of Allah, all that. And you carry on the whole year. You come towards the end, Allah gives you Rajab, namaz Allah gives you. And if you make little effort and the reality of namaz comes, then comes Shaban, purification, your spiritual path, where you remove all the grease and grime from you, and you are ready for the great, great occasion of Ramadan. Ramadan, where it is the month of Allah, the month of tilawat of Quran Sharif, the month of du'as, the month of sympathy for the poor. What and what is not Ramadan? And now after that, now you have done all that Allah said, now come to my presence. The whole ummah. Those who are going for Hajj, that's small. Afidatum minan nas. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah reward him. He made dua, a small group of people must come for Hajj. And that small group also is so big. It's not manageable, that small group. What if the whole ummah has to go every year? What should happen to the duties at home? Life, what a deen, how perfect it is. It's only from Allah Ta'ala. But the whole ummah must go for Hajj. They are going physically. We must be there spiritually. We must be there mentally. Our hearts must be there. Our du'as must be there. Not only for our family members who went, or friends who have gone, but the whole ummah. And we must be desirous. We are there. How fortunate is that person who is here in Gauteng, in South Africa, anywhere in the world, but his heart is there. And how sad is that person who is there, but his heart is in sports, his heart is in politics, his heart is in other gunas. He can't leave his TV programs, at least news I must know, what's happening back home. All the sports results I must know. How unfortunate is not that person. And a person who is here, no time for to go WC okay. No time for anything. And his heart is in Makkah Sharif. In Medina Sharif. Outwardly he is far from Makkah, but he is counted amongst the people who are there. May Allah make us amongst them. So Allah grants us there. Then at the end, towards the end of Hajj, Allah brings the great occasion of qurban, of sacrifice. And who sacrificed? The Sahaba asked, Ma hadhil adahi ya Rasulullah? What is this qurbani all about? Allahu Akbar, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. It's the sunnat of your forefather Ibrahim. What words Allah Ta'ala took out from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Here, proof is the Nabi of Allah. He's no professor, he's no philosopher, he's no, na'uzu billah, magician. He's the Nabi of Allah. And only 63 years of life, but it changed the whole world around. Changed the lives of young people, of old people. Changed the life of laymen. Changed the life of academics. What is that? Like we mentioned on Tuesday night also. We just read it recently and so effective it was. That in the majlis of Dr. Iqbal, the famous Dr. Iqbal, the poet. They were reading and they read there that in the Masjid an-Nabawi, there was a cat. And she gave birth to a little kittens. So there is expected to be dirt, etc. So then the Sahaba were chasing her out of the masjid. The masjid mustn't get soiled, mustn't get dirty with the kittens. Now the whole family will come. Just now, whole empire of cats will come here. Allahu Akbar, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Don't chase the mother away. And yet to us, Ma, okay. She has become a mother. She has become, they reached the status of a mother. So respect. Respect a cat that has become a mother. We don't respect our wives who have become mothers. How much percent we respect? Up to Ma, okay. Respect her. Now she's a mother. When she was your wife, she was your wife. Hey, and now she has become a mother, respect her for that. So Allah, and how the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't you? Allahu Akbar, what a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is blessed. So, yeah, sunnah to Abiku Ibrahim. This is the sunnah, the practice of your forefather, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. And this Qurbani, what a great occasion of enjoyment again. Allah Ta'ala is blessed. It is just enjoyment, but necessary that we bring the reality of Qurbani into us. It mustn't be just slaughtering a camel, an animal. It must be that the reality of Qurbani, that sacrifice comes into us. As Allah Ta'ala says, لَيَّنَالُ اللَّهُ وَلَا دِمَاءُهَا. Allah doesn't want the animal. He doesn't want the blood. He doesn't want the meat. What He wants, وَلَاكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. From you, He wants taqwa. He wants your heart. Not that animal. He wants your heart. That is only a symbol. Change your heart. This Qurbani, the height of everything comes with Qurbani. It started from namaz and tawbah and Ramzan, and then Hajj, Baytullah, and then you went to Mina, you went to Arafat, you came to Muzdalifah, and finally when you come to Mina, now in other words, you are in that position that give your life for Allah. Eh, that is Qurbani, inna salati, wa nusuki, wa mahyaya, wa mamati, lillahi rabbil alamin. And Allah gives us this practice every year. Do it, go build up, slowly, slowly, build up. And before maut, if we reach that stage that we have surrendered to Allah, wow, what a maut that person will have. He, the deed is for that person. It's not a matter of how long you lived in this life. It's not a matter, as the poet says, you became a king, so what did you achieve? You built big, big mansions, so what did you achieve? You lived the life of Nuh alayhi salam, so what did you achieve? Everyone is to die. Those who die with iman. And those who die in the pleasure of Allah, then those have achieved. Whether they got 15 years of life, whether they got 50 years of life. Whether they were poor and paupers, or whether they were extremely rich. A lady in Zambia, local black lady, paralyzed and with great difficulty, but she would make sure she attend all the programs. And what great enthusiasm and what feeling she would attend the programs. The woman also respected her and loved for her because of her love and enthusiasm for deen. Last 10 days of Ramzan, most of the women were also sitting in i'tikaf. And she became sick in Sakarat. And all the time she was saying, go, go. When she became better, they asked her, what you saying, go? She said, Malakul Maut coming to me. I said that, who will give me ghusl? Who will give my kafan? All my friends are in i'tikaf. As soon as i'tikaf finished, ruh came. Now they all could come. And so what? This is what is called a life. That a person prepares. And Allah has given us that prescription, nuskha, year in and year out. How old are we? Are we not getting any changes? Are we not feeling that closeness and that desire for Allah? Still the filth and dirt of this dunya, the sports and the commentaries and the filthy, dirty woman, and all accumulating wealth and my prestige and my stages, and people must respect me. We still worry about that. Fortunate is that person who makes his direction. And then again, don't go alone. Take whoever you can with you. This is that Mubarak Father Allah gave us. And Alhamdulillah, Allah's fazal. How many places our friends have started khanqas, have started the khanqa program. And we get shocked at how people are getting connected. And you open your shop, Allah will send the customers. And mashallah, tabligh jamaat, where and where they working. So take part in all this work, this great work of being Allah's gift for this life. It's not to make money and leave your money behind. Hey, do these things and send forward to Akhirat where you are going. How stupid is that person who works so hard and he leaves it behind. Hey, you enter and work in Dubai, you got a job in Saudi, in any country, and you make a lot of money. And now you're living permanently from it, and you leave all your money back. Hey, you make all your investments there. And that so I'm not, the rental's not going to come to you also. And you boasting, oh, I made so much. I built so many hotels, and I built so many supermarkets, and I had so many filling stations, and my bank balances were so much, but you're not getting any returns. How stupid are you? But the person who worked there and he sent, he's coming back to South Africa. He's going back to India, Pakistan. And he was just using his bare necessity there, all he was sending. And they built up a mansion for him. He made up his income for a year. Now he comes retirement. And now he's just milking the cow all the time. Easy life. So really the life of Akhirah. Those who are sending there are the wise people. And you don't know when you will be called. At any time, Allah Ta'ala will call you. And you prepared for that. And when you go there, everything is there, ready for you. You will be given a king's welcome. And your qabr will be a life of enjoyment. What a beautiful system Allah has given us. May Allah grant us the reward, inshaAllah. Thoda sikr kara diji, inshaAllah. Those brothers want to become bayat. Those who want to become bayat, a few ladies also, will go to Maulana Muhammad Sayyid's house after the program.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی ننے منے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی وہ یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ قرآن ارض کو گردش میں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے لیلہ کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے جنگ احد میں خون نبوت دیکھا جو ہی صحابہ نے ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے ایسا پیارا ہے اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں جس سے معاصی کے سارے وہ خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں پھر سالک کو آسانی سے منزل تک پہنچاتے ہیں رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے سب کہہ دو سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن شاء الله tomorrow night after the Maghrib Salah in the Dar al-Ulum Masjid we'll be having our monthly Ashar and Zikr Majlis so I'm going to request for all our brothers to participate and إن شاء الله on Yom al-Ahad Sunday morning from 10 o'clock at the Madrasa at the Dar al-Ulum Masjid we'll be having our monthly Majlis I'm going to request for all our brothers to participate and to bring as many brothers as possible so.
الحمد
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. اللهم استعملنا بسنته وتوفنا على ملته واجعلنا من حزبه. اللهم إنا نسألك تمام الوضوء وتمام الصلاة وتمام رضوانك وتمام مغفرتك. اللهم أعنا بالعلم وزينا بالحلم وأعنا بالتقوى وجملنا بالعافية. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح حال أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولشيخنا ولمشائخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك السميع القريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر المظلومين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح حالة أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.